And finally, this is number 49, called Stop, Drop, and Roll, when a dressage rider must decide to sink or swim. Hey, you know, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck yesterday. I've been doing this a long time. I've seen show rings that were more aqua unfirma than terra firma. Ones where you might expect to see a periscope or a dorsal fin. I've even judged, we're talking recognized shows here, where the ring surface was completely covered with a blanket of snow, as would the windshield of the judge's box have been had the wipers and defroster not been going full blast. But recently, one of my students reached a new, pardon the expression, high watermark in her showing career. Ironically, a few hours before, my little cadre at the show had presently alluded to this then unwritten story. Several of them knew they'd already gained, through one sort of misbehavior or another, unwitting inclusion in these pages. A third member of the group joked that she felt left out, and she'd just have to do something to catch up with them. This was just her second recognized show with a young Lusitano. Training test 4 went well, and she was rewarded with a score pleasantly into the 60s. Then the downpour began. Lightning, thunder, everything but the plague of locusts. When the show resumed after a long delay, the arena had been inundated, but the footing seemed safe enough. The warm-up had to be conducted in the driveway, but her horse responded well to the conditions and began first level 1 with no problem. Until the free walk. Then he took it upon himself to pause mid-diagonal, paw gleefully, and despite his rider's protestations, collapse camel-like to his knees and fling himself onto his side in the muck. No one could quite remember this occurring before, other than at summer camp in Wisconsin, so it became the talk of the showgrounds and clearly worth mentioning here. I wish I could offer you more pictures, but the photographer, along with everyone else, was in such hysterics that history, alas, went largely unrecorded. The question arises, just exactly how do you score this sort of misadventure? Believe it or not, the USEF rules, DR 122.7F, don't prohibit you and or your horse from falling down or playing in the mud. The score is supposed to reflect how the incident affects the performance of the movement, which in this instance was substantially, to say the least. The judge, however, eliminated her, citing the rule about prolonged resistance. Had I been judging, I'd have given her a 1 for the movement, a 4 for impulsion, desire to move forward, and a 3 for submission, attention and acceptance in the collectives. But I would have judged the rest of the test and let it count. In my mind, the resistance wasn't prolonged enough to toss him out. Once he got wallowing, in fact, he didn't seem to be resisting at all. He appeared to be quite relaxed and refreshed. So, there are 5 entries for you. I hope you like them. Remember, click the link at the bottom, give us some feedback, and as always, thanks for listening.